We are middle of Shabbos. We're starting a new big, huge topic. Simchin Yud Ches, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Din Hamavash B'Shabbos, the Aloch of cooking on Shabbos. Sugya Bishul. But Yud Ches even did 19 paragraphs. It says Mechav Sif Aleph Hamavash B'Shabbos. Someone cooks on Shabbos. It says Rama Oisha Osa Achas Mishal Malachas. The Torah, or he does one of the other Malachas. As the Mechaber continues, b'mezid. So someone cooks on Shabbos deliberately. Also, leila oilam is forbidden for him forever, b'lacherim, and for others, mutl mutl Shabbos miyad. It's permitted right after Shabbos, immediately. If he did this malacha bishul by mistake, also b'yom is forbidden for him that day, as continued to him with b'ezgam lacherim, also for others, b'l'erev, and in the evening, mutl gam limiyad, then it's permitted also for the guy himself, immediately. Says Rama, "V'mamalein Yehudi lasla malach b'Shabbos." If he tells a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, "Ein le'el simet shin zayin." Sev chav, we speak about the halachas over there. Says Mishpura, "Sev katan afam mavashal b'chulu." Someone cooks on Shabbos. Echel mavashal asamachal. Now, what's considered bishul? Whether you're cooking food, asamemonim, or herbs, or hamacham esamayim, or you're heating up water. It's lemur means to say is after mayim relish tibli bishul. Even the water is fit for drinking without cooking. Well, then chalav something is milk. M'kamok m'chayv is still you're liable. Since it's getting better through the cooking. Whether you're baking bread, it's all the same halacha. Baking is from the same theme as cooking. Just that baking is with bread, and cooking is with other things. If someone melts one of the types of metal, or he melts the metal until it becomes like a coal. There is a toilet that's mavashal, that's a derivative of the melacha of mavashal. Shartu Nais Olive brings that in the 12th parag, the Rambam writes that if someone heats up iron to solidify it in water, it's a toilet of maver and not of mavashal. So Lecha Mishnah answers that there's two things. In the beginning, when it becomes soft, then you chayv for mavashal, and then afterwards, when it becomes like a coal, burning coal, then you chayv for mavir, because it becomes something that's burning. Be that as it may, says the Mishnah further, says, why is it toilet of mavashal? Should it be mumma? Because when heating it up, it gets softened. So you go to lasakna, it's fit to remedy, like you could shape it. But so you smear in the clay to make a vessel, and by the medapet of a kasha, so you're softening a hard thing. And so too, if someone goes and softens shava wax, or fats, or tar, a sulfur, a gridsman, similar types of things, or is it towards mavashal? These are derivatives of mavashal, even though they're not food items, they're going to be liable. So too, if someone cooks earthenware vessel, she also cheres until it becomes cheres. Mavashal is liable for mavashal. The claim from Mishkazika Kleeb, and it's about kivshim, because before it gets the vessel gets strengthened and solidified in the kiln, benasacheres kado, and becomes an appropriate earthenware vessel. As bashal batit shalakeli, the clay of the vessel is getting cooked. So if someone puts a piece of wood into the oven, can they establish that it should dry up? If you do, it's noshim etchilu mesrap. At first, it gets softened. Yitzmina lachluchas, all the moisture of the wood goes out. Chayim shem bashal. So you're liable for cooking. Closure of the rule of thumb is, whether you're softening something hard in the fire, like metal, or you're actually hardening something soft, which the Shaar Tzinai Dalat says, what it means to say is since when it gets hardened, we could presume that it got soft first, and then you're liable for the softening. That's obvious in the Gemara, and the way Rabbeinu Chanan explains over there. So it says the Mishmar, is a chayim shem avashal. So then, that's a Rambam in the 9th parak. Then you're liable for cooking. Be very careful, not to put the moist wood on the oven to dry it out after sundown. Because it's a biblical concern. If someone puts meat on top of the coals, it gets totally roasted. Gregory is like the measurement of a dried fig. That's a measurement for food items for Malacha Shabbos. Chayv is liable. I feel like Gregory's in the Makamechad, even if the shear of a Gregory's is not in one place, if you gather them in two or three places, you get that measurement. Gamki Chayv, also liable. I feel like Lohi, it's the Gemura, even if it wasn't totally roasted, Rakam Michael Ben Desai, the way that these bandits would eat it, not totally cooked, You're also going to be liable at the possession. It's like gemurah. It's just that it'll be here when it's not totally roasted. Then you need to have specifically, if it's only a half or a third cook, then it should be roasted from both sides of the meat specifically. If not, then potter, then you exempt. Which is Sharatzin, like I say, he brings it, look in the Magen Avraham, but he brings the name of the Ravid regarding this. Now, Rab is Masig on them, that the Ravid also agrees regarding all this, but on the Ikra Alocha that's mentioned in the Gemara, that Amaycha Ben Desoy, you need to have from both sides Zavka, that he says you have to look into it, what it's mentioned in Siv Yod, Magen Avraham, but then Siv Kat Lamed Beis, the Irui, when you're pouring, it's Mavashik and the Kliba cooks the amount of appeals worth, it's whatever they in certain Achrainim, that's Kamaycha Ben Desoy, but that's only on one side, which shouldn't be better than on top of coals. So the Sharatzin, maybe because still there's Isra Banan. But I said that's something novel, and Tarachim Bechazah, how you resolve that. This is all regarding a liability of Chatas. Well, he's sure, but a prohibition. Yes, Bechol Gam, that you have in all cases. So to what the Rambam initially writes, Lin Tzliya, that regarding roasting, Ashir Gregus, the measurement is the Gregus, who Gamkin Rak Lin Tzliya Chatas, only regarding the liability. At least of the rice, but regarding the prohibition of even a biblical level, yes, that's even a minute amount. Like we know that Allah is chatzishir, even though half a measurement is biblical forbidden, that's Shabbos Davayinda, that's the Gemara and Rashi over there.
Siv Katan Beis, so the Mechabrat said that if someone cooks b'Shabbos on Shabbos, b'mezid, it's forbidden for him forever, and for others, it's permitted for Matzah Shabbos right away. Now, chol, sheyesh, sabik plukt b'zeh. Now, what happens if there's a doubt? If there's a machlekes regarding this, you have a bachal bishul elav. If it's included in bishul or not, oy bishul malachas ki agavna, or another malachas simile. So and less but the abed. So if there's a doubt because the machlekes, then after the fact one would not make it forbidden. Chol isa azek, because this whole prohibition, hurak midrabanan, it's only rabbinically chikatu that they penalized him that because he was aver in malacha was sveged rabban lekula, and therefore a doubt regarding this halacha which rabbinic we go lingli. That's the prima god ma'is yud. And Kain's similarly cause of Magid Ram, Sim Shin Chav Gimel, Sim Kot Nirav, Mim Sim Kot Lamad Beis, Tzorach Iyin Ksas, and want us to look into this a little bit more. Sim Kot Gimel. The Ramah added on, or if someone did Achas Mesha Malachas, one of the other Malachas. Now, Vimi Malach of Jabun, if it's Rabbinic Malach that he violated, I'm Be'agra, look at Be'agra, Sheherach Lechiach, he had lengthy to prove, to Lekulam, according to everyone, and also it's a Beshag, if he did by mistake, in less of the Evel Hans Memeno. One does not make it forbidden after the fact to have been forbidden. And the Ramaschal Mavashal, where the Be'alacha discusses this. Sibkat and Dald. So he said it's forbidden for him, lo'olam, forever. Says the Mishabur, lohanis mo'is malacha to have benefit from that malacha. The concern rabban, because the rabbi is penalized, mukamakum ever, mutalay lohanis me de mehashal malacha, but he's allowed to have benefit from the monetary value of that malacha. Which Sharatzin oiz zayin. I bring this from the Gemara, but becoming the final of that Ma'isa Shabbos is mutabano, you'll have benefit from it. Says Mishbura further, says, Kad Magid Ram Shem Rajba, the Gamma Gedeir Shabishabah Bashabbat, that even the pot that you cook with on Shabbos, Asur Lilabashabah, is forbidden to cook in it. They say, Blue Medeba Asala, because it has absorptions of taste from the thing that's forbidden to. Now, Badafak Mabashal Bari, now that's specifically be cooked for a healthy person, but if someone cooked for a sick person, Muteras Akaderim, then the pot is permitted, because that was not forbidden. Siv cotton hay, and for others is mutl matz Shabbos miyad. It's permitted right after Shabbos. The filim lemin shouldn't be possible shvila even for the one that was cooked for. The lebein lamtin bechdeshi also they don't have to wait the amount of time it takes to make it. Elab malacha hanasal de any yehud b'shvila yisol only if it was a malacha that was done through a non-Jew for a Jew from the kalba because that's very light in the Jew's eyes. Issa damir lab the gilulim the prohibition of telling a non-Jew to do something. But Yabalaskin Bamachas, you might come to do it another time, Kadeshi Muhlim Shabbos Biyat, so that you can have at least a benefit that's ready right after Shabbos. Instead of they penalize you have to wait Bikhlish Yas. Abadavashnas the Sobi Daim, but something that's done through a Jew with his hands, meaning actively by himself, Vadi like Al Mechabun to be concerned for. Tadizah that through this if allowed to have benefit, Shanatal Mat Shabbos Biyad that you're gonna let them right after Shabbos, the Yabapamachas Lamali Sol, they might come another time to tell actually a Jew Labashal Bishabbos Bishwazah for him to violate Mlocha on Shabbos for that. No one, we're not concerned people are going to do such a thing because we know how severe of an Isra Shabbos is. The Jew won't listen to him because the person generally does not sin, that's not for his own personal benefit to do it for someone else. Now, if Matzah Shabbos was a yomtiv, even if it be cooked permissibly, let's say on Shabbos it cooked for a sick person, it'd be forbidden for a healthy person, even Matzah Shabbos, the first night of yomtiv, because Shabbos cannot prepare for yomtiv. In the start of Shabbos, if it got mixed in on Shabbos, that thing that was cooked deliberately with other things, That's the Magidram. Now, the Magidram holds the inim is batel, that the iser of this cooked food does not get nullified in the permitted food. And it's forbidden for him on Shabbos to have benefit from this, because the kimel mitzvah Shabbos, yimot lachem, since after Shabbos, it will be permitted for others. Mirki dubbishesh material, this is called nahalocha bitl, of nullification, things that have permissibility, because after Shabbos it will be permitted, it won't be a da'a iser, they're in the bottle of the elephant, they're not nullified, even a thousand of permitted pieces. The Magid Ram pushes
very much to try to resolve this. Look at the Chabas Dasha, but the Shechel Gelab disagrees on him.
All this is Lamavash Ba'atzba, the one who cooked himself. Regarding others, according to everyone, it's considered Dabashal Matirim, because that other people, definitely it's permissible for them after Shabbos. Some of the Sharat scenes over here, Sharat Sin Oisir Aleph, says, but if it got mixed in on Matzah Shabbos, so then the quarantine one is going to be Nisbatl, from the reason that it's written over there in Yeridah. Sif Kot and Yod Beis, or Oisir Beis, that, but B'Shoigig, according to everyone, it's Dabash Shesh Lamatir, the Matzah Shabbos, and it's not going to be Batl, because B'Shoigig, it's also permitted for him. Sif Kot and Yod Gimel, but on Matzah Shabbos, it's permitted to have benefit from it, according to everyone, because then it is Batl, say the Achor in Yeridah, Simikov Beis. Continues the Mishabur, Sif Kot and Vav. We say to B'Shegig, then it's forbidden that day, also for others, but in the evening, it's permitted even for him right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean B'Shegig? Shogeg B'Din. Either made a mistake in Halacha, or Shachach, or he forgot. Calls the B'Chal Shogeg, this all included in the Halacha category of making an error, Sibkot and Zayin. Then it's forbidden for him on Shabbos, and Gam Lachim, also for others. Now, in the Gemara, plead in the Gemara, there's a Machlik's been Shogeg Mez regarding when you do it by mistake or deliberately. Machlik's the name. That's the opinion of the Shachnar Chudas Rabbi Yehuda. That's how they all agree. But the Vilna Gaon agrees that Shita Zatayis and those who are like them, the Pasuk Rameh, the Rulik Rameh, the Mezer Aser, if it was done deliberately, it's forbidden. Bein Loi Bein Lachayim, whether him or others have Matzah Shabbos, tell Matzah Shabbos. But Shagi, if it was done by mistake, Mutah Gam Lomayyad, it's permitted for him, even him, right away. In this place where it's necessary, one can rely on this, cooked by mistake, that it'll be permitted even for the guy himself on Shabbos. If someone cooks on Shabbos, or he does one of the malachas, b'meizit, it's forbidden for him forever, etc., which the Mishbur was Mitzayin in Sivkot and Gimel, this b'alacha. Now, if it's a malacha drabbanu, says the B'alacha, look at B'Megodin that he writes, that has the same halacha, that if you do it by mistake, you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. Look over there, his proof from Shabbos, where the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Mevashel, who the Kovin Mevaisa, the Kovin Meisa, when you cook, you do an action, etc., and doesn't say because it's rabbinic. Says the B'alacha, it's a wonder, because over there, the Gemara wants to say that even the Mezid is permitted that day for that reason, that's brought over there explicitly, and by Mezid, there's none of the poskim that will be leaned that day, even by Isra Rabbanim. So the Gemara had to have that reason. It says, I looked and they found by the B'ar Gur that he writes, and it comes out Lalacha, that even according to Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, that's by the Raisa. But Malacha Rabbanan, he holds that we did not penalize Shoygo at the Mezid, and he brings over there an explicit Sugya, and that's the Rambam Paskins, that if some tables Kalim on Shabbos by mistake, he could utilize them. But Mezid, he cannot use them until Matzah Shabbos. But on that, you actually have to look into it, because the Vilna Gaon writes about the Malacha Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Remeir, it sounds like that whether regarding Shoygo, whether regarding Mezid, and that's what sounds like from the Rambam, the Paskins, regarding when you're tabling the Mezid, you cannot utilize them until Matzah Shabbos. It sounds like Matzah Shabbos, it's permitted even for him. But why? According to the Rambam, the Paskins, Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha, the Raisa, the Mezid, it's forbidden forever. Also, Rabbanan would have to be when you do it deliberately like that, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't penalize Shoygo to Mezid by the Rabban, but the Mezid itself, we don't find the Gemara differentiating by Rabbi Yehuda between the Rabban and the Raisa, and the rest of the B'alacha Tzarach in. But he says, subsequently, I found also by the Chayodin that he writes that it appears to him that by Shoygig, but is the Rabbanan permitted even for the person himself on that day, and he says, again, the Vilna Gaon was already said that idea before him. And the Ramaskal Achas B'Sham Malachas, the Ramah add on, or if you do one of the other Malachas, same Malacha applies. So Chayodim writes in Kalal Tes that that's Davka by something that was done, a Maisin, the actual thing itself, where it changed from what it originally was, like when you're cooking or something like that. But if you carry something out from one domain to another domain where the thing didn't change from what it originally was, if it's by mistake, it's permitted even for the person himself, even that day itself. If it was deliberate, it's forbidden even for others until Matzah Shabbos, till right after Shabbos. However, one has to be stringent by all these Surah Torah, like Mavashal, is Adkan Lashana. So it says the B'Alacha, you should know him. That according to the Shulchan Aruch, that passing Rabbi Yehuda, that B'Shegig, you'll not have benefit on Matzah Shabbos, that's for all malachas, which recognizable the penalty that Chazal penalized not to have benefit from that day until Matzah Shabbos. When you're planting on Shabbos, so same thing as Zariah, where anyways you cannot have benefit right away. So then Shegig is the same thing as Mezid, that by both of them you have to uproot the sapling, that's what Brother Nigmar Gittin, Dabnon Gimel and Beis, and the Pin Rabbi Yehuda, look over there. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number one. even if someone's not warming up a metal until it becomes a coal, rather only the measurement of yatzalets, because this writes that it's forbidden, and it's possible that even midaraisa, someone tada alocha chatzishir, and based on that he writes that it's forbidden to place an empty metal pot on top of the stove. However, when you have inside of a cooked dish, then he writes that the fire does not have so much control over the pot and to cause it to melt, and therefore it's permitted then to put it back on the stove. So to put a blech on the fire, true Zolotin writes that's forbidden. However, he writes that if the blech or the pot is made from aluminum, it's logical that it's permitted to place it on the fire, even according to Chaznesh, because that type of material gets ruined on the fire, and therefore one is not forbidden to put it when his intention is not to cook it. Pinel Biyashiv is that if it's, the metal is going to get heated until the measurement of Yatzel, that is by, it's not forbidden even Rabban. And this the Mishnah writes in Rishay and Zion, Sevkon Chabez, that it's forbidden to put a metal plate on top of a candle. That wasn't said only by a candle that has a huge flame. You have to be concerned, they might heat up the plate and get red, and that's how written Shubhaz Exmai. So you're allowed to put a metal blech on the fire, and that's Rabbi Shlomo Zamretz and Rabbazna. Now, even metal that was already Melubenis, already hot and white, Chaznesh writes that it's forbidden to Melabin it again. Even according to those who hold that Bishal Achabishal is permitted, because after that you whitened it where the metal got back to its original state. And for that reason, he writes over there that by putting on electric lights, if some of the metal filament gets heated in the Shir Yatzel at this point, you have Melacham of Mavashal, even though it was already lit before that and it was hot. He adds on that if some of the filament got heated up and red, it's possible that there's Malach of Mavir according to the Rambam, which Burn Shah Tzin Sevkon Alf. And this that the Chaznish does not write this definitively, Shlomo Zalman explains, because he holds it possible that there's no Chiv Mavir by heating metal only in a way that you're intending to mitzarfed to consolidate it, which is not the case when you have in mind just to illuminate or to cook. However, Shlomo Zalman writes that according to him, there's no doubt regarding this, and putting on an electric candle, the Issa of Mavir, and he adds on that it's possible that even according to the Ravid, the Halach would be like that. Chaznesh adds on that if the metal does not become a coal and it's only sparks of fire that come out or light that come out from it, then there's no problem about Mavr. It's just the Isser Drabanan of Hitzos or Mavanim taking light out from stones, fire out from stones. However, besides these room, every time you put on electricity, there's Issa Boina, Tikkun Mana, because you're being mimed the thing on its what it has to be, where it has now a current running through it constantly. I look at Shubhaz Mechaz Shlema, it discusses regarding his words, Meiser, Shlema Zaman rules, one has to be concerned with the words of the Chaznish. There's number two, to pour food or hot food or beverage into a disposable plastic cup or bowl that gets soft because of the heat. Shubhaz Shlema Levi writes, it's permitted, because you're not intending for Malacha, as Burnt Mark in the Brahm, in the name of the Mark Mishnah, and in certain situations, when the person is not intending for Malacha, it's not considered as Malacha at all. And that's also the opinion of Shlema Zaman, that this softening is not considered as Bishul, since the vessel does not get softened to a measurement that people generally have the custom to soften it, the plastic, to make from it different shapes. And even with Rabbanan, it's not forbidden, because the one who's doing this is not having any intention or benefit from the softening, and it's considered like a lacking in the primary form of what a malacha would be. That's what's been with Yashub, that's permitted to pour hot stuff into a disposable cup, because the cups that are soft, they're not forbidden to soften. It's only by a hard thing it's forbidden to soften, but not to add on softening into an already soft thing. Pinner Mitzkarel says that if it's psik reshiv, it's inevitable that the form of the vessel will change by the pouring and the softening that's going to cause because of heat. Then he says it is forbidden to do that. There's number three, to melt butter. Kakel Shabbos writes that's forbidden. Pinner Yashiv is permitted to do that because since the butter is fit to eat as it is, so softening does not have a problem about isma vashel. Like it's written in Ramah later on, Sevdal, Mishnah Berurah, they say, Kol Lamachez, regarding soaking, that specifically something that's not fit to eat as it is, then you're not allowed to soak it because of Bishul. So too, to soften cinnamon by putting it into some type of soup, the Das Torah writes, it's permitted because the softening is not forbidden by a food item. Look at the Chuvash Rav Meshav that he's not sure regarding this. Also, that's written in Chuvash Rav Pa'olim that's permitted. That's the Pinul B'yashim. Shlomo Zalman adds on that it would seem that it's not forbidden to soften something that you already finished cooking it or its baking was already finished. And if it's permitted to put a toast, not cinnamon, toast, in a klisheni that's not Yatzel Edzboi or in the klishlishi that is Yatzel Edzboi. So that was what we were saying before, that you're allowed to put in toast into a soup. And that's not a problem because there's no problem about softening a Dvar Meichel. Now, to soften a hard body, the Pirma Gadam writes that it's forbidden, even if it didn't get heated up in the Shir Yatzel Edzboi. because still you're, so to speak, melting it and you're softening a hard thing. Shlomo Zalman holds it's possible that this is all specifically in the way that for the action of the melting, you would need a heat of a Shir Yatz Letzbay. And he adds on that therefore it's permitted to take out butter from the freezer, even though it's going to melt like that, because a house is not really hot, the Shir Yatz Letzbay, but it's possible it's permitted to do that, even for a different reason, because since in such a situation, the situation of the freezing is a distinct situation, and it's not really melting, which is a natural, that's the natural state of the item. Addition number four, someone puts a piece of wood in the fire so that it should burn. Nishmas Adam writes, he's not chai from a vashel, even though it's inevitable that it's going to come out of it, its moisture. And that's brought in Shubas Chasam Sefer, that someone lights a candle on Shabbos, not chai from a vashel, only chai from maver, even though that the shemen is misbashel, is cooking when you're making the fire, because that's not similar to the malach mavashel in the Mishkan, where you needed the thing that's being cooked, at least that it should remain like that in the world, which is not the case by the burning candle, which does not need the thing that's cooking. Nisker also explains that anything that you don't have the purpose of the person that thing should be cooking, rather that should be burnt up and destroyed from the world, so that action is not considered an action of cooking at all. For that reason, Shlomo Zalman writes, there's no concern of malacha of bishul by the having evaporation, the smoke of oil or water, because what's being cooked is totally being destroyed from the world. And regarding drying a garment that's soaking the water by the fire, when it could reach to a shear of a heat of Yatzel Edz, but Mishnah writes in Simich and Olive that you have from a vashel. Look over there that we wrote in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that so too it would be forbidden to put cups or vessels opposite the fire to dry them up in the place where they could reach to a shear of Yatzel Edz, boy. Because since the droplets that remain over there do get hot before they become steam. And Shlomo Zalman explains that in such a situation that they get totally destroyed, like burning wood or burning oil, there's no problem about bishul, because since there's no benefit from the heating up, it's only the process of when it's getting destroyed. And regarding the steam itself, that's not Shaykh Bishul, because it doesn't have to reach to a Shir Yatzel Edzboy. But when you're drawing garments or vessel, where he's interested in heating it so that it gets dried up, and you should remain with a garment or vessel that's dry, so then there is Bishul by the water that's getting heated up before it gets steam. Look over there that we read in Shartzin, later on, Sivkot and Kuflamad Dalab, in the name of the Paiskim, forbidden to put Techala opposite the fire when it reaches to a Shir Yatzel Edzboy, because since the water is being cooked before it's getting steam, similar to the drying of the garment or the vessel. There's number five, a food item which does not get softened when it's being cooked, for example, water, it's brought in the Chazanish, the Yichayev for Bishul, because the actual heating up and the preparing of the food, of the item, is it's cooking. That's the Pinim of Yashim and Pinim of Skrelitz. That if you're cooking things that are forbidden because of Malacha, like cooking or baking food items, you're liable when you make it better, even if it's not softening it, and it's only when you're cooking things that are forbidden because of a Talad, then you're not Chayev if you're not softening the hard thing or hardening the soft thing, which then you're not doing a significant change. Dish number six, the Sharatzin said that chef maver, because it's becoming a dava hasayrif. And another way, Chaznesh explained that something that depends on the intention of the person, that when he wants to soften metal and make it into a coal, so that when it's still soft, he can make another form, Yechai for Mavashal and not for Maver, and when he wants to whiten it to be Mitzarifid, then Yechai for Maver and not for Mavashal. He adds on that even if in a way that a person does not want neither one of them, however, it would still be forbidden, because according to the Raven, when you're heating up metal, there's a problem about Bishal in all situations, even according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be clear that that would be permitted. Dish number seven, Sharatzin said that it's possible that because at least there's still Isidra Banan, that was in Sifkot and Hay, that he wanted to know regarding the case of Iri, that's Mavashal de Klipa, that, well, it's only one side. So the Dirshu 7 brings that, even so, that Chatzis Shir Zosman HaTorah, and not only Midrabanan, the Shvi Shabbos writes that explain that since there's no lacking in the quantity that's being cooked over there, it's only in the quality of what they're cooking it, because even the half that's already cooked is not fit for Achila, that's not considered as Chatzis Shir to be also Ibn HaTorah. Dish number 8, we said regarding anything that's Safek Plukta, if it's a malacha, you could be makel b'diavon. Now regarding a ma'isa Shabbos by bein hashmashes, so in Rishon Mechal from Mishnah writes that it's forbidden to have benefit from the malacha, even if it was done by mistake, like the malacha that was done on Shabbos. For a reason, Rabbi Nisgrel explained, because it's considered as if we paskin the halacha l'chomer, it's not a suffix anymore, even though bein hashmashes is essentially a doubtful time. Now regarding a malacha that was done by bein hashmashes at a time that according to certain shittas, for example, shittas bein adam, it's not yet Shabbos at all, so the Bi'alach writes over there that is permitted by the Abba to have benefit from it. However, in Eretz Yisrael, in our time, Shlomo Zalman holds that not to be lean regarding this, because we have a Kabbalah ready to treat Shabbos in the definite way, ready from Shkei Sechama, and when Malach is done in time of Tesha Shabbos, Bi'alach writes that Prima Gadim is inclined to be lenient. Dish number 9, the Mishbur is Mitzayin Sivkat Lamed Beis, it has Tzarech Yingtzas. So it seems what he means to say is the Magid Rambam Sivkat Lamed Beis, that's brought in the Mishnah later on Sivkat Ayin Dal, that is Machmer regarding spices, that if you poured in it from a Kli Rishon, a pouring that you, the flow didn't stop, that's forbidden to eat it, even though the Rishon that hold, the Irma Kli Rishon does not cook at all. And that's what he's saying, Tzarech Yingtzas. And that's what the Be'alacha writes later on Sivkat Dal, the Maschafilah, that if a Jew cooked a food item that was already cooked to Mechel and Nisot until it's special called Tzarkei, the food does not become forbidden because there are sheets that there's no Issa Bishel, look at what we're writing over there. However, later on, Simon Shin Chafei writes that in a way that there's a Safik on a Maisa Narchi and Shabbos, if it's forbidden or not, the thing is forbidden by Yom Yisafik, even though it's Safik Rabbin Lakula, however, it's Dabashesh Matir, and that therefore one has to be stringent. But Yashar writes that according to the words of the Chubis Zayas Ranan, that there's a difference between something that Chachamu Geizer in it, or they made it forbidden, to the things that Chachamu Machmer only because of Knaz, you can resolve this theory that a Mais Yisrael of Shabbos of Yisrael that's forbidden to have benefit from it is only because of Knaz, as brought Mishnah Berurah here, one is not stringent regarding that Safik, even though it's something has Matirin, which is not the case by Mais Shabbos that a Nachri does, that the Issa is to have benefit is Min Ika Loch, as brought in Shachanach and Reisha Vav, one should not be leaned over there by something that has Matirin. However, regarding something that was done in Shabbos through Yisrael, that got mixed with other things, Mishnah Berurah, later on, Sivkon, hey, to be stringent, that's not bottle like halacha that like double shesh matir. Sivkon Libby Yaschein resolves. He says the reason why the Mishmur is makel over here by something that has matir is because he holds like the opinion of the Pri Chadosh and Sivkon Tovtsa design that in a place where the Savik is a Savik of the Dina, one is not stringent regarding the Rabbanim by something that has matirin, and that's what's written in Tripitz Shagas Aryan, Prima Godim, and that's a Chalish Rabbi Vegan proves from the Ran. However, in Tripitz Torah's Chesed, he writes that's obvious in Rashi and Erevin that is stringent regarding this, and Rabbi Yasha brings that. This is number 10. We said, okay, we don't say it's forbidden, but the Abbot have benefit from it, and that's how he writes later on Simen Shen Lamed Hei and Shara Tzin later on Simen Shen Lamed Tes. Even though that when it happened the story by the Chavetz Chaim that he had pieces of radishes that they put salt on it by mistake, he distanced it and didn't eat it, so not to have benefit from Isra Rabbanan, which you're not supposed to salt food items as brought in Shachanach later on Simen Shen Chafal of Siv Gimel. The Ketzer Shachan writes that he did this Mimidus Chasidus to be concerned the Shid Prim God and the Tzmach Mimid Rabbanan. Now, according to the Pin of Vilna Goyin himself, the Be'alach writes later on Simen Shen Yotes that even Malachas Daraisa by other Malachas that was done by Beshagig, one does not have to be stringent after the fact, not to have benefit from it on that Shabbos, not like the Pin of Prim God that writes that it's forbidden to have benefit on Shabbos from the selection that was done by Isra. Dish number 11. The Gedda of the Isser, which this is in Sivkat and Dalad, said, you know, if one did the Malacha on Shabbos B'mezit, it's forbidden for him to have benefit forever from that Malacha. So the Gedda of this Isser, Shubhazik Ismail writes that it's an Issa Hana. And therefore he writes that in Malka Mitzvah, it's not forbidden to have benefit from the Ma'isa Shabbos because Mitzvah is Lab Lahan, isn't it? It's not considered having benefit when it comes to a Mitzvah. Like later on, what we write regarding Sukkah and the other Nisker relatives holds that the Gedda of the Issa is an Issa Hishtamshis, the utilization of something that a Ma'isa Issa was done on Shabbos and not an Issa Hanah. And therefore, there's no heter to use for a Dvar Mitzvah, let's say electricity that was lit by Issa, and that's written in Shubhazik Levi, that's forbidden to sit in the Sukkah that was built on Shabbos because of Ma'isa Shabbos. And that's written in Shubhazik Ismail, that if someone violated and built a Sukkah on Shabbos, it's forbidden for him to go into it, even if it doesn't have a different Sukkah, which from his words that we brought just before, that the Malka Mitzvah, it was not forbidden to have benefit from Ma'isa Shabbos, look in Shubhas as Nidru, what he answers regarding this. There's number 12. Regarding an Isser to have benefit from a candle that was lit by a non-Jew for a Jew, the Be'alacha writes in Reisha Ein Vav, that there's no prohibition to utilize the light of the candle only by something that he cannot have used without that, for example, let's say to learn or to eat in front of them. Now, Shlomo Zalman holds that same thing is now a situation, that you're not allowed to have eat to light the candle that a Jew lit on Shabbos, even though there are food items that's possible that you can eat easily in the dark. However, it's forbidden to eat to light a candle because since the norm is to take them to a place that there's light and to eat over there, it's considered that eating to the light is like benefit, and therefore you now have benefit from the Ma'aser Shabbos. Regarding an object that's found in the dark room, which the light was lit on Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's permitted to utilize it, even though that he could not have found it without the light of the candle, because no issur was done with the actual object itself. That's written in Shubhas Yigzmashin. He adds on that, however, it is appropriate for Baal Nefesh to be machmir not to have benefit from this object, because Lamaisa, the benefit was caused through an issur. Now, if a person lit the candle was not a shem mitzvah, the light in the hallway, in the stairwell of a building. And this girl holds not to have benefit from this light, and not to do to the light anything that you cannot have done without the light. That's a pinos of Shlomo Zalman, that you're allowed to go in a stairwell, but just go in a way that like how you would have gone without the light, and not any quicker. Shubhas Olitzin writes that, like a tchila, one should wait until the light goes off, to show that he's not happy with the lighting. However, if the light's not going off, so he's allowed to go up on the stairwell, because the one who lit it cannot make him forbidden to utilize his stairwell, which is not that guy's stairwell. He adds on that's the halacha when one of the family members lights the candle in one of the rooms of a house by mistake, that besides the prohibition to utilize the light for something that you need the light, one should hold back initially from utilizing the light, even for something that the light's not even so necessary. to benefit from a picture that was taken on Shabbos to a non-Jew for a Jew, and it's not possible that to do that ever again exactly as is the picture was taken. Shabbos Zemen holds that's forbidden forever. It's considered something that you not have benefit from that melacha, that you can't have benefit from melacha beheter. That's also been obliyashim. Regarding a box, a can of something that a non-Jew opened for the Jew on Shabbos, Shuvas Igris Meisher writes it's forbidden to eat the food that's inside of it. However, when the Jew opened it, that holds like those who permit to open it, then it does not become forbidden from another Jew. That holds like those who say hold it forbidden to eat the food that's inside of it, because this opening is considered as a Maisa Mutter, and especially when we're talking about Isra Abana. Shuvas Yevali writes that even if the one that's opening is from those who are stringent not to open it, we don't say it's forbidden to eat the food that's inside of it, because the others who permit to open it even initially. Look over there what we write in Simit Shin Yud Sivkun Tezayin. Regarding a bottle cap that's made from metal that was opened up prohibitively on Shabbos, the Shlomo Zalman writes not to say it's forbidden to drink the mashka that's in the bottle, because you could have made a hole in the cap and opened it and to drink from the bottle. Look in Orcha Shabbos Perek Chafei what he writes regarding this. Now, even to benefit from something that's not substance, for example, let's say from a voice, from a sound that was made possible to hear through Chil Shabbos, Prima Godman is inclined that it's forbidden, just like it's forbidden to have benefit from a visual that was made through Chil Shabbos. For example, let's say reading to the light of a candle was lit on Shabbos. For this reason, Shuvas Mechazil writes that it's forbidden to hear news that was broadcasted on Shabbos prohibitively, and that's how it's inclined. Shuvas Haratzvi, and that's also been Moshe Mazaman. This number 13, benefit, pleasure from the monetary value of Malacha that was permitted to him. Moshe Mazaman writes that that's only... That we said you could have benefit from the Dimei HaMalacha. That's only from the value of the object according to what it was before the Malacha was done. But what it got more expensive, it got more precious, this object, because the Malacha, that, says Rosh Hashanah, that you cannot have benefit from, even from the monetary value. Dish number 14, the Mishnah Berurah said, even the pot that's Belius is problematic. Now, it sounds like that he holds that something that became forbidden because of Maaseh Shabbos, so Mamash is like Issa Chefetz, like the object itself is a prohibited item, and therefore the Belius is like from Treif, not like the words of the Yad Yehuda in Yor Yedei Simit Tzadik Tes. Now, in the Pidna Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Hashanah Zalman explains that Chazal made the food that was cooked on Shabbos forbidden, and the Issa Chefetz, like the object is literally forbidden, even if he's not having benefit from the cooking. For example, let's say the cooked dish was roasted and cooked, we now benefit from it, even if he prefers... the taste of the roast, and it was roasted, and then he cooked it, which is forbidden. He adds on that for this reason, the pot is forbidden even after a day already passed from when it was cooked, and it's not even a ben yoimai, and the taste already is defiled, and it's not having benefit from it, because the halacha is like all other vessels that were cooked, machalas asuras, that are forbidden even when it's not ben yoimai. That's what's been from the skrela, is that it's forbidden even after a 24-hour period. Sevedas Turds brought that according to the Prima Godim, at least by an earthenware vessel, which you cannot remedy with Haggadah, one could be leaned to have benefit from it after a 24-hour period. So too, an electric urn that water was put in it on Shabbos, because the water was finished from before Shabbos and was going to burn, so they put in water that shouldn't burn. Rosh Hashanah writes that the kettle becomes forbidden from the place of water that got cooked inside of it, and one should not use it only for cold. Another one, Miskrelitz holds, not sure about the halacha of a tavshel that you added water on Shabbos so that it shouldn't burn if the food becomes forbidden because of the mixture of the water that got cooked on Shabbos, because since you're not having a direct immediate benefit from the actual cooking the water, just the benefit of not to have to suffer the loss, maybe that's not the same thing. There's number 15. We said that... The family members that are semich al shachan, that are dependent on a person, that's Torah writes in the name of Radvaz, they have the same halacha like the one who's cooking itself, and it's forbidden for them to have benefit from the food item forever if the balabai is cooked to be amazing. That's the Chavachaim writes in the name of Sevet Narashon. So to hear on the telephone on Mat Shabbos, reports that were organized on Shabbos b'mezid, for example, let's say the weather report or something like that, Rav Nisgrel holds that's forbidden. And regarding Jews that cook food on Shabbos in a restaurant or in a company, and they're selling them, Shuvas Kesav Sever writes, it's forbidden to buy the food from them because the reason of the heter, that for the one that was cooked for him, but not the one who did it, is because we're not concerned that maybe he's going to tell the one who's cooking to cook for him on another Shabbos. We're in a place where the Jews cook every single Shabbos, and their panasas from selling these food items, for sure the Chacham penalized not to eat from them because they're going to continue their actions. And he adds on, for this reason, one should say it's forbidden to have benefit from the food items, even for people that it wasn't cooked for them, to penalize the ones who are cooking, that they shouldn't gain from the selling of the food items that were cooked, and they continue in their actions, and whoever buys from them is causing them to stumble, because then he's assisting them, and that's how they kill us Yaakov also. Holds. Now they have the Chubas Machzav Avram writes that only for those who are the regular buyers, it's forbidden for them to have benefit from the malacha, because since it was done for them, they consider as if they commanded them. But other buyers, even though it's not like Gitzchila, but however, if they want to have benefit after Bechdei Shiasa, you can't protest regarding them. Chubas Machzav Zitzchak is inclined to be lenient like what he's saying, and also in Chubas Hartzvi, he's mefaklik in the words of Gisav Sefer. If someone built his courtyard, a building on Shabbos, b'mezid, when this girl holds it, it's forbidden for him to utilize forever, and he explains it's possible to the heter to utilize a building or a bridge that was built b'mezid on Shabbos for the community, for the city, is because the one who built it does not have the ability to make it forbidden on the community, a property is designated for them. Now regarding utilizing electricity that was created on Shabbos b'isr, the Chaznish writes, it's forbidden to have benefit from it, and he adds on that even in the way that there's no isr to mishamish in this chashmal min halacha, but however it is forbidden to utilize it because of Chil Hashem. He's showing that his heart is not in pain from this communal utility and something that was done in Malacha, a rebellion against Shabbos. He has on to explain that even if it was all done in an automatic way, however, one has to refrain from utilizing it, because in the electric company, there are Jews that are being used to focus the machines and to make sure they're working on Shabbos. Chubas Gemisha writes that if the electricity was formed and was done on Shabbos in an automatic way, Meikar Adin, then there's no issue to utilize electricity, because you can make it dependent that the machines are not getting ruined, and even if they get ruined, so maybe non-Jewish workers will be fixed them, not for the Jews, and it's only for the non-Jews or for the hospitals. And he adds on, however, it is appropriate for Talmid Chacham and Rei Hashem to be stringent regarding this, but for a big tzarich, that since that, let's say you have to use an electric plate, because you cannot get a blech to cover the prongs, then person permitted not to be stringent regarding this. Now, regarding utilizing electricity for the fridge, the Chubas Gemisha writes that not to permit regarding that more than utility, let's say for chashmal for light, and this that they're lenient regarding this more is because they rely on a big loss on the heter that the chashmal that was needed for the hospitals. However, one should not rely on this heter. But he adds on that's written in Chubas Hartzvi that not to make it forbidden the food items that were protected in the fridge, like the Issa Noah from Eisa Shabbos, because since it's not adding any benefit in the food items through the refrigeration, it's just protecting other situation. Now in a place where there's no concern that maybe the food is going to get ruined, and that there is a concern that it might get ruined, and there's a situation of a big loss, Chubas Gemisha writes won't be lenient regarding this, and also because that one can rely on the need of the service of the electricity for the hospitals. Now, in our times, where you have by the electric companies, Malachas Gemur is through a Yisrael on Shabbos. Chubas Gemisha writes that's not logical to have benefit, to permit to have benefit from the chashmal, because that you need to have the chebers chashmal to do the malachas for the hospitals, because they could do the hospitals, they could get their own small generators for themselves. And they could also worry that malachas should be done there through non-Jews. And this was been versus Al Meltzer, that not to utilize the chashmal on Shabbos, and not to permit because of the needs of the hospitals. Now also, according to the opinion of Yashiv, one should refrain from utilizing the electricity, even though that the hospitals need to activate the electric functions on Shabbos, because since if they stop, it's going to cause other actions. You're making an Isser, and you have to be concerned that maybe it's forbidden to benefit from Maisa Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman writes, the Meikar Adin is permitted for a Jew, it's permitted to have benefit from the chashmal that was made on Shabbos. For example, let's say if something happens, it goes off and it gets fixed, that since the tikkun is done also for chaylim that are misukanim that are found in the city, so the mice is not considered a mice of Shabbos. However, it is disgusting to have benefit from this chashmal, since through the utility we're causing that the chaber chashmal that are the Jews, I mean, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, to do that by Shabbos, and be sure it's not fit to utilize in such a chashmal in shuls and batim midrashas. Now, if it happens that there's a takala, there's something on the chashmal goes off and they fix it on Shabbos, in a place where the chashmal is not necessary for the sick people, Shlomo Zalman writes that forbidden to have benefit from the food that was heated up because of this on the stove, on electric stove, even though that it didn't do in the whole food, even though the owner of the Meichel did not make a Meister Shabbos, because since it cannot benefit from the food, the heat that without the Aveira. However, regarding water that was cooled off in the fridge that's activated because of the chashmal that was done through chilul Shabbos. Ms. Girl's holds that permitted to drink it because even without the cooling, the water would be fit to drink, and you don't have by the small amount of pleasure from the refrigeration to be considered as anov ma'aseh Shabbos. However, to put the food and the beverage initially into the refrigerator, some zaman holds that's forbidden, even if he's putting just that it shouldn't get ruined, because since the utilization in the refrigerator is considered, that's considered as anov. Dish number 16, Yisrael Mumer, a renegade Jew, that does malacha on Shabbos for his needs. Prima Gordon is not sure if it's halacha like Yisrael that does malacha on Shabbos is permitted for others to have benefit from it on Shabbos right away, or has halacha like a Nachri that does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos that's forbidden to have benefit from it on Shabbos on the Bechdei She'asim. Because the reason why they make up by Yisrael to do malacha on Shabbos to have benefit from it right away after Shabbos is because that's not considered common that Yisrael will do malacha on Shabbos, as brought in Russian Masechet Tzchulin, and this reason does not apply by Amur. So too, the other reason that's brought over here, that they're not concerned that they should tell him to do malacha on Shabbos, that for sure he won't listen to him, that doesn't apply by Amur. However, from the other hand, you could say that Yisrael will not tell a Amur to do malacha because it's lifnei iver, and according to the reason that they say it's forbidden until b'chdei she'aseh, so that you don't have benefit of the malacha Shabbos, as written in Simrishon Beis and later in Simon Tov Kuf Tes Vav, it's forbidden also mumer because this reason applies also by him. Now la halacha, Kil Yaakov writes that one should be stringent regarding this, not to benefit amat Shabbos from a malacha machal Shabbos in our times, according to Heshita in the beginning, that it's forbidden to have benefit la'ilam, and that's written Shabbos Sheva Levi. That the halacha is like a nachar regarding this, and that's what's been on his grill. It's forbidden to travel on Shabbos on the bus that goes out in the normal way on Shabbos, as long as he's having benefit from the issa that was done on Shabbos. Shemazam Reis Olamais, the Prima Gadim, it's machmer by mummer, and he adds on that even though Machal Shabbos is not considered as a mummer regarding this, however, it is appropriate to be stringent not to travel on the bus right away after Shabbos because it's done in public and it's a real disgrace of the Kedusha Shabbos. But in a pressing situation, maybe one could be lenient. And that's also been a Rabbi Yashav, but in a pressing situation, when it's really necessary, maybe could be lenient regarding this, like the Shizra bin Natam. But by mummer, you don't have the application of the reason that it should be forbidden, the amira that should be light in his eyes, but in the place where it's possible, it is appropriate to be stringent. In Chivitz Mechaz Yitzchak, he writes that it's forbidden to travel on it until Matzah Shabbos B'chadei Shiyasu, and he adds on that even though it's brought in Prima Gadim and Simon Shin Chafei, that if the moment does a malacha for your Jew, it's forbidden to have benefit from it forever. However, in this situation, in spite of the fact that the bus driver is doing a malacha for the Jew, there's no prohibition to travel on it after B'chadei Shiyasu, because they didn't make it forbidden forever. Only an object that was done Issa on Shabbos, for example, let's say bread that was baked on Shabbos, something like that, but not an object that was done with malacha on Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted for him to go after B'chadei Shiyasu. In a pressing situation, when it's very pressing for him to travel right away after Shabbos, it's possible that one could be lenient based on the word of Chuvis Marasham that regarding the Shir B'chadei Shiyasu, it's enough to that it should pass the Shir of doing the malacha, that is the actual just lighting of the ignition, and that you don't have to wait to have benefit like the amount of time it takes for him to travel so that he should have the benefit of the malacha. Now, if he doesn't know, if the item that he wants to buy was made on Shabbos or during the week, B'yashav holds it's permitted to buy it because a suffix of Ma'aseh Shabbos is permitted when it's not something that has matirin, like it's brought in Sivkon Beis. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's permitted because since the product that was made on Shabbos is batel b'rayv, and the products that were made during the week, only if you could buy from this, you know, that company that does not Mechal Shabbos, then you should not support the company that is Mechal Shabbos. Also, Pinner Ramos Grelitz is that the products that are batel b'rayv, and it's only if they're sold by themselves, then it has halacha of kavua, and then you shouldn't buy it, because then say kemech samesa, and he adds on that, however, if holding back from buying from these products would cause them that they'll make less on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to buy that, as the Bekilas Yaakov writes over there, that's forbidden to buy even the products that were made during the weekday, because through the buying, you're supporting and you're coaching the products that they're going to have to make more on Shabbos, and then you're lifting the Iver. Because if all those who were afraid to buy would stop buying, they wouldn't have to make more on Shabbos, and at least they would minimize the many hours or many workers on Shabbos. Bekilas Yaakov writes that the Chaznesh agreed to this. Now, to buy vegetables from a gardener from a farmer on Sunday, Rinesco told us that if there's place to say that they weren't picked on Shabbos, you're allowed to buy them. Dish number 17, B'alacha Tzed Tzorachin, but the Ma'aseh Tzorachin writes in Simur Shin Lama Test that one could be lenient if one was Eber Isid Rabban B'mezit to have benefit on Shabbos from the Isid that he did, because the building is Mekel and he passes like regarding this like Rameir, even by Isid Raisa. That's a writes later on, Sevkon Yuches, regarding Bishop Tal Deschama, that's also in Rabban, it's possible that it's permitted for him to have benefit from the Ma'aseh on Shabbos. That's a something from Tzorachin later on, instead of Cotton Tzadi Ches. There's your number 18. A Ma'aseh Shabbos that was done by Oynis, Kavachim writes in the name of the Binyamin Zev in the Knesset Gdela, that the halacha is more lenient than the halacha of Shagi and it does not become forbidden. And Ma'aseh Shabbos by Misasik, Chuvis Mechaz Baruch writes in Chuvis Anigani, that has a halacha like Ma'aseh Shabbos by Shagi that's forbidden to have benefit that day, because even by this, it's shaykh to be gazer that you might come to do it be amazing, that's always been over Yashab. Another Mishal Mazaman holds, he's inclined that one could be lenient by Misasik more than by Shagi, and therefore one should not say it's forbidden to utilize food items that were found in the fridge when you open it and then you see the light is on, and look over there, other reasons also. Also, when a person taped someone before he said Baruch Hamavdil. Pshalom Zama writes, it permitted him to have benefit from listening to that recording, even though that the one who recorded was Bemezid and Nivadal of Ne'iva when he caused the one who spoke to stumble. However, the one who was speaking was Mesasik, he had no clue, and the one who was Machshel was not violating only Lifnei Ivra of the recording of the one who was Mesasik, and therefore it's not forbidden to have benefit from that Malacha. Now, someone who turned on the light without intention at all, Nisigrel is not sure if it's forbidden to have benefit from this light. However, if he pressed the button because it was just out of habit, the last of holds that it has a lacha like Shagig. Dish number 19, regarding Chalin, Shlomo Zalman writes that this is not considered as a tzairich regarding this, meaning we said, b'makam tzairich, one can rely on this regarding, by Bishul b'Shagig, the Devilna Goyen said that, like Chitz Atesis, that b'Shagig is permitted from him right away, so that's not considered tzairich regarding this. As long as you have other foods, and that's what's been Yashav, according to Rabbi Chaim Gensler, and it's everything depends on the situation, the matzav, and the chacham has to be a machriya, b'shas ma'iz, according to what he sees fit, that, like, if they by mistake cook chaland, if that would be permitted or not. Dish number 20, it sounds like that if you violate b'mezid, one could not be lenient regarding this even in the pressing situation. That's also b'mezid b'shalom azam. However, regarding a person that's not shemitah mitzvahs, he wove a garment on Shabbos b'mezid, and then the tshuva simply writes, it permitted him now to wear the garment because of takan sashavim, that to remedy that those who want to repent, it's considered as a mokum tzarech, and he could be lenient regarding this. He adds on that even if it was also to have benefit from the part of the garment that was made on Shabbos, however, since if he would take out this part, he would lose the other, the rest of the garment that was woven beheter. It's possible that the chum not machmer to make the hana of the garment to be forbidden. Tishu number 33. Bialoch had said that if it was bemezid, it's forbidden even for others until Matzah Shabbos right away. So to when the Jew moves the key of a door of a shul through the Rosh Hashanah b'mezid, and he opens up the door, Tshuva Zigmish writes, it's logical that it's forbidden for the Mispa'alim to enter into the shul until they go back and they close it, and then a non-Jew opens up, because the actual opening up of the shul is considered as a na'ah. Another Shlomo Zalman writes, it's logical that it's permitted to go into the shul after it was opened up, even to have benefit from the objects that are inside of it, because it wasn't done in Malacha with the actual opening itself, it was just with the key, and therefore it's not forbidden only to have benefit from the key itself, but you get utility in the opening of the door. And that's also permitted. Yashiv, it's logical, it's permitted to enter into a room that a non-Jew opened up prohibitedly through, let's say, a magnetic card. And it's not considered as hanof malachas nachri, because opening the door is only removing an obstacle and not a direct pleasure. Now, the reason that it's forbidden to utilize, let's say, with turnips that were found in the pit that the non-Jew opened up for because of a Jew on Shabbos, as brought Mishra later on Simtot Kuv Yudches, Shlomo Zalman writes that the turnips that are in the pit are considered like lacking in action, the actual thing itself, to prepare them for utility. And therefore, the opening of the pit is considered like a direct pleasure of the food item, which is not the case by a shul that's locked, that the benches inside are not considered as vessels that have no utility. And even the person himself that took an object from one domain to another domain, b'mezid, Shlomo Zalman writes, it permitted him to have benefit from that object on Matzah Shabbos because he didn't do a mice in the actual thing itself. He adds on, that so too is the halacha by someone that violated b'mezid and opened up a bar that had inside of a food item that permitted the mice on Matzah Shabbos, even for the one that opened itself. Looking at halacha, they run some machine tests about the b'maschal bar that he's been signed to the prima gun, that's not sure regarding someone that did bar b'mezid on Shabbos if it's forbidden to have benefit forever. Look at Archa Shabbos Perek Chafei HaRamem Gimel. However, when there's no benefit from the action that was done on Shabbos at all, for example, let's say he took out Paris to Rosh Hashanah and they brought it back to his place b'mezid, but Halacha writes later on some Tofeda that permitted from to have benefit from them on Shabbos without pickpocket, and he adds on that even for the one who took out the Paris themselves, permitted to have benefit from them. Now, regarding someone who carried out matzah from Shusharab to Shusharab on Pesach, the post on Shabbos, but Halacha writes later on some Tofeda that permitted from to go out with to be Yetzir's Chiv and to make a bracha on them because the Naver is only on the person that took it out. However, the matzah is not considered as a chayfet that a Naver was done with. So to an object that a person prepared from Shabbos Vachil, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's logical it's permitted by the Eved to utilize it because since the actual Achan is not a Malacha and the Naver is only the Machshava that he had in mind when he did the Pa'ula that's for Lotzer Chachil, and that's what the Supreme Minister is, and he explains that the Naver is not in the chayfet, it's only the person who was busy preparing for the weekday. Dish number 34, after a person uprooted the Natiya, which we said you have to do, Niskarel told us it's permitted for him to go replant it, even if it grew a little bit before he ripped it out. It's forbidden to do that because of, meaning, however, if it grew a little bit before he uprooted, then it's forbidden to do that because Lamaise hadn't benefited from the Ver. Now, if time passed and he didn't uproot the sapling. Rosh Hashanah is not sure if he has to uproot it, because it's possible the Chum are not obligating a person to uproot a sapling only when there's no major loss, which is not the case over here. Because if you can uproot it, then you're not going to be able to replant it anymore. So to a person that grafted a tree on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is not sure if you have to uproot what you did, because it's possible the Chum are not machayev you only to be oiked in the tia, because it's easy to uproot it and to go replant it. But if you violate it and you did not uproot the natiya, he's inclined that the payers are not forbidden. Not to plant, to sell the sapling to someone else. Rosh Hashanah writes that if he planted by mistake, it's logical that it permitted for him to sell it to someone else, and the one who buys it does not have to uproot it. And even if the one who sold it planted it but makes it, it's not forbidden him but just to have the profit from the value of the sale. But when he sold it, the one who bought it does not have to uproot it.